This past week saw the House of Representatives pass their tax reform bill. Now it's the Senate's turn. After that happens, hopefully, the two chambers will iron out any differences between the two bills, with the goal being having a bill on the president's desk to sign by Christmas. Regarding tax reform, there are two main elements: how it helps the individuals and how it helps businesses. Here to talk about the second element is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. How are you?
Very good. And the website, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. So as far as the House plan in the past, as far as your organization's concerns, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly about it?
Well, so I think overall there's no real ugly to this one. I think the ugly part of it is that it's taken 31 years to get to this point. That's the real ugly here. But from a good perspective, look, they're both good bills. As we know, the House just passed their version of the bill yesterday, and then just last night, the Senate passed out of Finance Committee. Not to get too wonky, but that's a major step there. And then after Thanksgiving, it's supposed to go to the Senate floor. Both are a little bit different. The House had more of a tax rate, cut at this. And then on the Senate side, it's dealt with via a deduction. One's a little bit slightly easier, probably, the Senate side than the House side, but both do a great job of giving our small businesses across the country, 29 million of them, by the way, are small business owners across the country, employing 56 million. So these two bills together do a long, go a long way to help our small business owners across the country.
When we say the stats, and not to drown your ears in a lot of numbers, but under the House plan, the small business owners who earn less than $150,000 in business income, they get a 9% tax rate on the first $75,000. And for those in small business owners with a higher income, it's a 25% tax rate cap on 30% of their business. I know it is complicated, but it's still a win for the small businesses. If that in some way, shape, or form also translates into what the Senate comes up with. But is it important, too, to realize the individual element of the tax reform plan, too? Because there are a lot of business owners who have 2, 3, 4 employees who nevertheless don't file as corporate entities but as individual entities.
Yeah, and just in terms of their W-2s, just a normal individual income tax is what you're saying?
No, but a small business owner doesn't always file as a corporation. They might be LLC or an LP or just a sole proprietorship.
That's right. In fact, out of the 29 million small businesses that are out there, about 23 million of them are sole proprietorships, to your point. They out in D.C., they call them pass-through entities, kind of a fancy term there, but don't get confused because these are really Main Street small businesses. Here's an interesting fact for all of your listeners on this one. 97% of all of the small businesses out, so the 29 million small businesses, about 28 million of them have business income of less than $500,000. So this really goes a long way. And those people employ 56 million people. Again, so we've got a pool of 85 million hardworking Americans really dependent on the success of small business. But again, I want to emphasize $500,000 business income represents 97% of the small businesses out there. So I know there was a big issue that came up just a couple days ago where Senator Johnson said that he was concerned about what it was doing for small businesses. I wasn't going to cover enough of them. When you have 97%, again, 28 million out of the 29 million having some very positive benefit through, let's say, the Senate bill and that deduction, that's a really good day.
And also, too, with the stats that you just relayed, plus the fact that small businesses represent over 99% of the country's employers, this claim that this is a tax cut for only the super rich is really not a solid point.
Yeah, that's right. And, I want to walk people through one of the things because it's, you're hearing the opposition bemoan the corporate tax cut and that element of that as part of this whole tax plan. But, I was a small business owner myself at one point, and, when I woke up that one day and I realized there was no paycheck coming unless I hustled and got out there and got some clients, and my first big customer was a very large company. And in fact, as it turned out, most of my customers were big companies. And we got to remind everybody out there that, you know, a lot of suppliers to these big companies are small businesses. And when you think of procurement strategies within these large companies, they really tend to favor minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses. And so this is a real boon for all of these small businesses across the country that, frankly, this is their way of really having part of the American dream and hopefully one day becoming bigger businesses themselves. So this really is an opportunity for everybody to benefit from this. And by the way, you know, when these small businesses grow and their purchase orders grow, guess what? The wages of the employees grow, because that's what small businesses do. They invest back into their businesses by either hiring more people, paying them better wages or benefits, or really just investing back in the community.
Speaking of wages, too, this will be, should this come to pass, this will help the small businesses, too, in the cities where they're having these outrageous mandated salary increases, you know, the ever-popular $15 an hour wage, minimum wage.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's one thing that just still befuddles me. You know, one thing, you know, we actually have a separate campaign that we have going on outside of our TaxCutsNow.com campaign. We have something called the Fight for 50. And what we like to say is, you know, why are folks so busy trying to raise floors when we should be raising ceilings? I don't want people, you know, to be stuck in these, you know, hourly jobs. You know, let's focus on getting the skills that they need for, you know, careers that pay maybe $50,000 per year versus $15 per hour. Because, you know, newsflash for the people who are advocating for these, you know, Fight for 15 type things and the $15 per hour. If you're 25 and over, for example, and you're flipping a burger, you get another 50 cents or a buck an hour, guess what? Newsflash, you're still flipping burgers. It doesn't really help or do much for you to advance yourself out of these jobs into careers. HVAC technicians, for example, out there make $50,000 per year starting. And there are plenty of those jobs out there, but just not enough skilled folks to do that. 3.2 million people, actually, or 3.2 million jobs out there are going unfilled right now that barely just need more than a high school career. So, you know, we need to focus on skills, not these hourly mandates. But, again, not to digress too much on here on the show.
No, valid point indeed. We're talking with Alfredo Torres, who is the president and CEO of Job Creators Network, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Also visit taxcutsnow.com, and you'll listen to Issues and Ideas. You've been able to attend some of the White House meetings, too, with the president and Secretary Mnuchin on tax reform. How engaged, how active are the upper echelon as far as this issue is concerned in the White House?
You know, it's great to see they're very active. You know, I really think that this is, I wish, honestly, we had tackled this back in the spring first before the Obamacare piece. I think we'd probably have a very different 2017 if we had done that. And I think everybody understands from the president on down that this is a major legislative agenda item that we have to get, that the administration and the party, the Republican Party, has to win on. And I think we're going to see a bill on the desk of the president before Christmas.
Just wrap up things here. Talk about the Job Creators Network. What's your mission with the organization?
Yeah, so Job Creators Network is a fantastic organization. I'm blessed and proud to be leading it. It was actually founded by Bernie Marcus, who is the founder of the Home Depot. And a funny story on Bernie is that at 48, he was actually fired from his job. And at 52, he started the Home Depot with just two stores in Atlanta. So he remembers all too well what it was like to be a small business owner himself, you know, what it was like to struggle, you know, day to day, worry about payroll day to day. You know, he signed the front of a check, and so he knows what it's like to do that. And he carries that feeling all the way through. You know, a few years back, he decided, you know, I'm going to want to create an organization that really focuses on Main Street small businesses and gives them a voice in D.C., and really an opportunity to be able to also help educate employees on how these policies impact their pocketbooks and their livelihoods on a daily basis. So that's what Job Creators Network is about. We really advocate for, you know, all of our Main Street small businesses across the country. And again, there are about 85 million hardworking Americans that are involved in small business, whether you're running it or whether you're an employee of it. And, you know, we'd like to say that small business is too big to fail, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
And you can learn more at jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Also, while you're surfing, taxcutsnow.com. We've been talking with the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz. Sir, thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.